With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. An assisted living facility in Montana has been ordered to comply with state and local requirements for employees to wear masks. The Missoula City County Health Department issued the order Friday to Ty Harding, owner of the Beehive Homes. Harding told the Missoulian newspaper that Beehive was not aware that the county's mask rules were more strict than the statewide mask mandate. The governor's mandate allows an exception for face coverings when speaking to hearing impaired persons. The county's mandate does not include that exception. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks plans to establish a new 100-acre state park on Flathead Lake in Summers. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
FWP plans to match federal funding to purchase the private property from the Slider family, which has owned the land along Flathead Lake's north shore since the 1930s. The parcel is initially estimated to cost about $2.8 million. Andrea Googe is the CFO of Slider's Lumber and Building Supply. She says the public has accessed the property for years, but use has increased in recent years.
And it is absolutely time for this property to move into the hands of a governmental agency who can manage access and use and amenities in an appropriate way.
FWP says the new park would ease congestion at other state parks and public access sites on the lake. Public comment on the proposal is due by September 12th. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A U.S. judge has struck down a Montana law that sets truth in naming requirements for political action committees. The decision by U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen came in an appeal filed by the Political Action Committee, Doctors for a Healthy Montana. The Commissioner of Political Practices had ruled the name of the group was misleading because a majority of the members weren't physicians. Christensen said Montana's campaign finance reporting requirements offer an easy way to gather information about the members of a political committee. The Attorney General's office is reviewing the ruling and considering its next steps. Montana has distributed more than $20 million in federal aid to keep school-aged children fed during pandemic. As Edward O'Brien reports, state health and education officials are urging more families to apply for nutrition assistance.
Montana families who lost access to free or reduced-price school meals due to school closures during the 2019-2020 school year have about a month left to apply for money to help repay the cost of meals. The Federal Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer, or PEBT, program launched earlier this year in response to COVID-19. It offers a one-time-only reimbursement of $330 per school-aged child per household. Montana Health and Education Department officials say over 61,000 children in the state have benefited from the program. They say thousands more are likely eligible. To qualify, children must attend schools that participate in the National School Lunch Program. Applications must be submitted no later than September 21st. Details can be found at our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Officials say a fire along the Montana and Wyoming border has exploded in size. Evacuation orders are in effect for homes near the 25,000-acre Wattle Creek fire burning 25 miles east of Sheridan, Wyoming. Two structures are reported to have been destroyed by the blaze that started on the 77 Ranch last night and has nearly quadrupled in size in the past 24 hours. Extreme fire behavior is reported with running, torching, and spotting. The Wattle Creek fire is 0% contained and the cause is unknown. The U.S. Postal Service today announced it's suspending controversial cost-saving measures that had raised alarms among Montana's elected officials. Kevin Trevelin with YPR News reports.
In separate statements Tuesday, Democratic Senator John Tester and Republicans Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte welcomed news that the post office will drop recent operational changes until after the November election. Tester also said the agency must reverse previous disruptions. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said in a Tuesday news release that USPS will allow overtime and cease removing collection boxes and other mail processing equipment. Elected officials around the country had worried the now-suspended policy changes would lead to delivery delays for prescription medications and other vital mail. Democrats in particular had feared the agency overhauls could impact Americans' ability to vote by mail in the upcoming election, a practice expected to increase dramatically to prevent exposure to the novel coronavirus. Elected officials in Lewis and Clark Clark, Missoula, and Yellowstone counties who spoke to local postmasters before the new policies were suspended had not heard of any changes that would impact ballot-related postal services in their regions. Lewis and Clark County Elections Supervisor Audrey McHugh says conversations with local postal officials will continue to ensure voters are provided up-to-date information.
I am asking the question so that if there is something that we need to prepare for, we can be prepared for it ahead of time.
Several counties have decided to conduct an all-mail ballot general election following a recent directive from Governor Steve Bullock allowing the practice. Ballots will be available in person this year starting October 2nd. Counties that opt into an all-mail election will send ballots to all active registered voters October 9th. Voters are advised to mail their ballots back at least 1 week before November 3rd to guarantee receipt by Election Day, or else drop them off at county elections offices and other designated spots. Residents can register to vote via mail up to 10 days before the election. They can also late register and vote in person until the polls close on Election Day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.